Good morning. It's the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIV. Time for first thoughts. 13 and a half before 6 and 42 degrees. Had some light rain this morning. Nothing too serious. And so, win it Wednesday this morning after 7:15. Your chance to win a Culver's value basket from us here at WWIV. We'll give you that opportunity. In the meantime, on First Thoughts today, are you a sports fanatic? That is the question that we'll try to answer. With baseball season in full swing, fans are showing support, but how much is too much? Bree Tennis with more on the difference between being a sports fan and a fanatic.
Sports fans make up about 70% of the population. Sports fanatics, about 20%. And here's the difference according to Psychology Today. Fans go to games and wear team gear. Fanatics never miss a game, scream at the TV, know the names of the players, and refer to the team as us. Psychologists say it's not really bad if you're a fanatic as long as you maintain balance and stay employed. I'm Bree Tennis.
Yeah, I think I checked too many of the boxes in the fanatic category. I know. Yeah, so, I probably am. Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks. Lifelong, for sure. Today in history. I guess got a little bit of audio this morning to share along this line. I was thinking maybe we didn't have any audio in this category, but I think got a little bit to spring on you this morning, just a tad. And let's hit it, Al. Yes, in 1961, ABC's Wide World of Sports aired for the first time on a Saturday afternoon.
The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition.
ABC's Wide World of Sports. We kind of drop it off there, as use it as a drop in our programming occasionally, especially after painful losses for the aforementioned teams. Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks. All right. Also on this day in 1968, Hair made its debut on Broadway. It marked the first time actors appeared without clothes on Broadway. In 1980, legendary director Alfred Hitchcock died on this day at the age of 80. He created several popular films, including Rear Window and Psycho, and certainly you've heard people talk about Birds if you haven't seen it. And this is the day in 1992, rioting began in Los Angeles following the acquittal of four white police officers charged in the videotape beating of motorist Rodney King. At least 53 people died during the three-day unrest. More than $1 billion in damages resulted in rioting. Also in 1990, wrecking crews began tearing down part of the Berlin Wall surrounding the Brandenburg Gate. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for April 29th. Again, a long title from Bob. Here we go. God won't trade his love for our good conduct. We're the only ones who are trying to make it a negotiation. Psalm 62:6 says, truly, he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. Do I sense a little mighty fortress, maybe, this morning here on WWIB. We'll see. A mighty fortress is our God, is what I was looking for. Bob Goff says, it's hard to believe the religious leaders were the ones lobbying to crucify Jesus. Of all the scandalous people Jesus hung out with, the prostitutes, tax collectors, and drunks, the self-proclaimed righteous people were the ones who took him down. Stop and sit with that for a moment. It's worth wondering why Jesus was so offensive to them. Why did they think that he posed such a threat? Bob says, I think it was because Jesus didn't come to impress them. He didn't come to cower before them either. He passed right by the people who thought they were already good enough for God's favor. They were looking for a pat on the back, but he wasn't impressed by well-behaved people. He saw right through their deeds to their hearts. He didn't applaud their accomplishments or sort the world into columns, putting the capable on one side and the rest of us on the other. Jesus knew there were no good or bad people, but a bunch of well-intentioned, confused people who easily lost their way, some more noticeably than others. Here's the thing, says Goff. Jesus is offensive to people who don't like dependence on someone else or who find their worth in feeling morally superior to everybody else. Just when we think we might have earned our way into God's good graces, we find out God won't trade his love for good conduct. We're the ones trying to make it a negotiation. He's not. Final paragraph. The simple message of the gospel is that our best isn't good enough and our worst doesn't disqualify us. Jesus gave us life so we wouldn't have to prove ourselves anymore. Yesterday's successes aren't enough to get us in, and today's failures aren't enough to keep us out. That's worth underlining. I'm going to repeat that. Yesterday's successes aren't enough to get us in, and today's failures aren't enough to keep us out. We're in because Jesus says we are. Today's question, what parts of your life do you need to trust God in more fully today? What parts of your life do you need to trust God in more fully today? Win it Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show with a Culver's Value Basket on the line.
715-723-2555. We continue to work on our Tuesday trivia question, which is this. What is true for 2% of us? This is true for 2% of us. What in the world are we talking about? 715-723-2555 to call in and guess for your chance to win that Culver's Value Basket. This is true for 2% of us, 715-723-2555.
We had a lot of good guesses from all sorts of places yesterday on the WIB Wake Up Show.
We heard from Hallie, Augusta, Rice Lake, Chippewa Falls, La Crosse, Black River Falls, Altoona, Ladysmith, Eau Claire, Whitehall, Oliva. Have we heard from you? And of course, you're welcome to call back if you called yesterday, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. What is true for 2% of us? Good morning, WWIB. You're on the air with Caleb and Havel. Win It Wednesday here on WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Vicky, what do you think?
I didn't hear any of your guesses yesterday, but how about that they have two different colored eyes?
That actually was one of the guesses yesterday, but can't blame you if you missed it. So bonus guess time. What do you think, Vicky?
If their eyes change color.
Okay. That was not guessed yesterday. Couple things about eyes, but not eyes changing color. Is that it? This is true for 2% of us?
Sorry, Vicky.
Thank you, Vicky. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a delicious value basket from Culver's. This is true for 2% of us. Some of the incorrect guesses from yesterday, having AB negative blood, still having a landline, color blindness, wanting to win a value basket from Culver's, not being able to whistle, having red hair, being ambidextrous, being left-handed, having two different colored eyes, having an IQ over 150, being a twin, being able to wiggle your ears, not being able to curl your tongue, being albino, having green eyes, having a green car, being a billionaire, having red hair and blue eyes, running for public office, or collecting a pension. Those are some of the guesses from yesterday. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Larry Lehman. I'm calling from Edgar, Wisconsin.
From Edgar, home of the Wildcats. Go ahead. What do you think?
I was going to guess boat. Owns a boat.
Owns a boat. All right.
And of course, if you own a boat, then all of your friends think that they're welcome on it at any time. Is it owning a boat? 2% of us owning a boat?
It's a great guess. That's not it.
It's not it, but thank you for the call from Edgar. Appreciate it. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Kind of want a boat.
Comes to mind to me what the saying is, the best day is when you own a boat is the day you buy it, and the second best day is the day you sell it. So.
Here's the thing, that if I got a boat, it's like, oh, well, now I need a truck to pull it, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I think that's a country song. 715-723-2555. This is true for 2% of us. What are we talking about for a Culver's Value Basket? 715-723-2555. No clues until after 7:45, so you're on your own. Hopefully you've chewed on this a little bit overnight. What is true for 2% of us? Give us a call at 715-723-2555.
They're holding out for the clue, Caleb.
I know. They're just like, no, we want the clue now. A couple more guesses if we have time for them. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Julie from Eau Claire.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. How about have never owned a vehicle?
Have never owned a vehicle. Maybe somebody living in New York or something like that, just taking Uber or cab everywhere. Yeah. Having never owned a vehicle, is that true for 2% of us? Could be, but...
Sorry, Julie.
Not what we're looking for this time. Thank you so much, Julie. Two more guesses if we get them. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right. Repeat.
What do you think, Vicky?
How about being an only child?
Being an only child hasn't been guessed yet.
Good
guess.
Is that
true for 2% of us being an only child? No, but thank you, Vicky. All right, final guess. If we don't get it here, we push it off 20-ish minutes, and then we'll give you a clue. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Fire away.
What do you think?
Well, I'm thinking it's called artritia, which there's an absence of hair that grows on your body.
Really?
Okay.
All right. I don't know how to pronounce that or what that is, but that is possible that that could be true for 2% of us. Is it what we are looking for here, Linda? It's not, but thank you, because now I'm going to have to look that up and see.
I'm looking it up.
Appreciate the guess very much. So that is our conclusion for guesses right now. We'll get back to some tunes, but coming up after 7:45, we will give you another shot at winning this Culver's Value Basket, and this time it will be accompanied by a clue to get you on your way to solving Tuesday trivia, which is spilled over to Win It Wednesday, as it so often does.
Win It Wednesday in the Whip Wake Up Show.
715-723-2555. Give us a call and give us your best guess at this question carried over from Tuesday trivia. What is true for 2% of us? This is true for 2% of us. We have a clue coming up and a Culver's Value Basket on the line. If you can be the first to solve this, 715-723-2555.
Yeah, and I think I'm ready to go with a clue here, Caleb. That, again, you said this is true for 2% of us, and this used to be true for more of us.
All right, this is true for 2% of us, used to be true for more of us. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Call in for your chance to win on a Win It Wednesday here in the Whip Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel on WWIB. 715-723-2555. This is true for 2% of us.
I always wonder about the reaction to the clues. Like, some people are like, okay, that helps. And other people are like, that's all? That's all you got for me?
That's all you got? I think this gets you on the road. Gets you on the road to the right answer. 715-723-2555. What is true for 2% of us? Used to be true for more of us. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. First guest coming through. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Tammy from Elk Mound.
Tammy, what do you think?
You can't tie your shoes.
Oh,
that's interesting following the logic, right? I mean, it used to be true for more.
Now, right?
Yeah, there we go. Could that be it?
Not it. Thank you, Tammy. Call us back. 715-723-2555. We hadn't heard from Elk Mound yet, so thank you, Tammy. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Julie from Rice Lake.
Julie, what do you think?
Only 2% of us can drive a stick shift.
Oh, that's a good one.
Makes sense. Manual versus automatic. Is it driving stick?
Sorry, Julie.
It's not. Thank you, Julie. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave from Kennan.
Dave, what do you think?
Calling into the radio.
Calling into the radio. I mean, there's a lot of people, I think, who enjoy trivia but would never actually call in.
It's a little scary for some.
Dave, appreciate your courage to call in. Is that it? It's not it. Thank you, Dave. Call back. 715-723-2555. This is true for 2% of us. Used to be true for more of us for a Culver's Value Basket. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Dave as well from Mondovi.
Dave from Mondovi. All right, Dave from Mondovi. What do you think?
I'm going to say having a landline.
That was guessed.
Yeah, that was guessed. I think it was our second overall guess. So you could have a bonus guess. What do you think?
No clue.
All right, no problem. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Serendi from Barron.
Serendi from Barron. What do you think?
I think 2% of people are afraid of knives.
Afraid of knives?
That's a great guess. Yeah.
Phobia for a lot of different things. Is that it, Serenity from Barron? No, but you just get the quiet buzzer. Just the quiet buzzer. Thanks so much. What do we have time for? Three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Valley.
Go ahead, Scott.
A home phone. Phone line.
That's been guessed.
That's been guessed a couple times. Do you have a backup?
That's what I thought. A backup. Caught me off guard here. No, I don't have a backup.
All right, no problem, Scott. Appreciate it. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aaron from Eau Claire.
Go ahead, Aaron.
I want to say 2% of people have an IQ of 130 or higher.
That's interesting. Because somebody's
IQ over 150.
150, yeah. Could it be 130?
Maybe we're just playing high-low with you the entire time. Is that it? It's not. Thank you. All right, 715-723-2555. What are we down to? Last two guesses.
Yeah.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori from Fall Creek.
Morning, guys. Al Gerlitz here. I'd just like to wish my beautiful, talented, and blessed wife, Peggy, a happy anniversary. She's such a fantastic companion. She's taken care of me through dozens of aches and hospitalizations and pains, and she's taken care of the farm when I couldn't, and she's just a fantastic mother and grandmother, and she's just a fantastic teacher. In her 40th year working with special needs children in the morning, 3 to 5 year olds, God just gave her the patience to be a blessing to young people as well as to me. I thank the Lord for her every day. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Well, thank you so much for that wonderful tribute, Al, from Withy, and happy birthday, Peggy. And hopefully Al has already entered her info at WWIB.com/celebrations, Havel, because tomorrow, right, is that drawing.
So if you're on the fence about whether or not you need to clean your car, you might go firmly to one side after this story, Caleb.
Headline is, your car is filthy. Something to chew on the next time you are maybe eating some food while driving. You are eating in a spot. This is tough to read. You're eating in a spot that's roughly 9 times dirtier than a public toilet seat.
Wow. That's what microbiologists at Queen Mary University of London found. And since King Charles is here, we thought we'd reference that.
So on average, their research found that steering wheels, driver's seat floors, rear seats, and gear shift levers contained an average of 700 bacteria per 10 square centimeters. You're wondering why the centimeters? Again, this is from the UK.
Who knew? The worst area, the car's trunk, cargo area with 1,000 per 10 square centimeters.
Well, at least I'm not eating back here unless I get kidnapped. The reason our cars have become such bacterial breeding grounds is fairly obvious. Driver neglect. Because we don't do it.
Yeah.
We don't clean them.
There's that French fry still stuck down there somewhere. According to the study, 37% of drivers said that they couldn't be bothered with cleaning their cars.
I would like to say I'm different, but my floor mats have just been filthy. And it's just like, yeah.
I know.
At some point, should get the vacuum out there, shop back, and
trying to find the time, I guess.
9 times dirtier than a public toilet seat, and that's where we eat a lot of meals, don't we?
Mm.
We all do it. All right, so get out the hand sanitizer, I guess.
Well, we know we get used to speed limits being rounded to the nearest 5 or 0, we're not used to them being odd numbers. You
know? This is something making, I guess, some national news because a county in Wisconsin, Outagamie County, has posted a very particular speed limit. And, unusual enough that here we are talking about it.
Yes, the recycling and solid waste facility there might be onto something. They've introduced a speed limit of 17.3 miles per hour within its grounds to encourage drivers to please slow down.
Not 15, not 35, not 25, 17.3. Management at the facility says the specific speed is meant to catch the attention of drivers, prompting them to be more aware of their surroundings as they navigate through a busy area frequented by haulers, contractors, and local residents.
Yeah, they say the new limit is intended to help break the autopilot mindset that drivers can fall into on familiar routes.
Honestly, it makes sense, and other places are doing this as well. A shopping center in Colorado Springs, Colorado 80995, yes, I listen to Odyssey a lot, has an 8.2 mile per hour speed limit.
And there you go.
And there's a 24 mile per hour speed limit at Opry Mills Mall in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, right. So a little different.
Yes. 17.3 miles, that's per hour. That's what you can go if you're in Outagamie County by their recycling and solid waste facility. So if you're putting that on your summer bucket list road trip, don't break the speed limit. You've been warned.
Hey, in case you missed it, because one of our cohorts, Fred Scholl, just popping in saying, hey, what was the answer to your trivia question? Only 2% of us work in farming. And so congratulations to Marion Alma Center, the winner with that this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show.
And also, we got a text this morning on our WIB listener line. Always, you're welcome to leave us texts and voicemails at 715-396-1670. Almost gave my phone number instead. Matthew from Shiitake said, love listening to the Wake Up Show to get my day off to a great start. He said, I missed it. What was the mystery noise, the secret sound? He says, it's driving me crazy. So, yes, we did, in fact, tell him that it was
my back scratcher, a back scratcher.
The back scratcher. So, lots of fun with trivia and secret sounds. Appreciate your participation all the time.